Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
How we doing? 405 on this Wednesday morning, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you, taking your calls for the next hour as we got you until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan. A lot of baseball. We'll get to the football a little bit this hour as, you know, we get ready for week number 3 as the Jets will go down to Tampa and try and take on the Bucks. And the Giants welcome in the 3-time defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs, trying to avoid going 0-3. The first time ever they've gone 0-2. Good luck trying to stop them going 0-3. And how these teams respond off of the disaster that was the game against the Bills for the Jets, and how the Giants respond off of heartbreak, which, again, let me just give you the stat now because I'm talking about it. We'll get to the baseball here in the open and reset the Met game, obviously. But, and this is one, like, I think we know on some level. We don't know all of the numbers, but as far as 60-yard field goals in the fourth quarter, for 60-yard field goals in the fourth quarter as time expires in NFL history, outside of the New York Giants, those kicks of 60 yards or more as time expires, they're 3 of 41. So in NFL history, outside of the New York Giants, 41 times 60-yard plus field goals have been attempted at the end of regulation to either tie or take the lead of an NFL game. And those kicks are 3 of 41. 3 makes in 41 attempts. 60-yard field goals at the end of regulation as time expires. For the New York Giants, they are 3 for 3. 3 for 3. The rest of NFL history is 3 of 41. Against the New York Giants, 3 for 3. Now, that doesn't mean that they deserve to win those games or that bad teams don't manifest their own bad luck. But damn it, how do all three for 41? The Giants are due for the next 38 to be misses. I mean, unbelievable. 3 of 3 of 60-yard field goals as time expires and the rest of the NFL is 3 of 41? How is that possible? How is that possible, I ask you? Oh, my goodness. 888-808-1019. We obviously started with the Mets, who got a big win against the San Diego Padres. They jumped out early. Huge hits from Jeff McNeil and Beatty, as it looked like, as they started the game with 4 straight hits, bases loaded, 1 run already in. Vientos gets the ground ball back to King. You get the traditional 1-2-3 double play. And they're one out away from a demoralizing first inning. Yeah, you take the lead, but you should have done so much more. You had an opportunity to break open the game. And if you don't take advantage in that spot, you go into the top of the second inning feeling like you just wasted a huge opportunity, and the momentum completely swings to the Padres and to Michael King. And instead, Jeff McNeil laces one down the first baseline, and then the home run from Beatty, and boom, it's 5-0. And more than that, they come right back. Because we've seen a lot of this offense going back to the Philly series. Jump out to an early lead and then do nothing. Quite literally against Lizardo and the Phillies, where they went 25 consecutive outs after scoring 4 in the first inning. And they come right back, and Lindor and Alonso hit those 2 home runs and give you a 7. You put up 7 in the first 2 innings. And obviously Lindor means so much to this team. That is huge. You score early, you keep scoring, you get out to that big lead. The piggyback situation between Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea work out perfectly. He gives up 2 runs in the first 4. Manaea only gives up 1 run the rest of the way through 5. You get your answer there. They're gonna continue to do that. The next start, it will be a piggyback situation between Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea. They haven't decided whether they'll flip it and start Manaea or keep it the same and start Holmes. But those two are going to pitch together now moving forward. It was successful for the first try. We'll see how it goes moving forward. I do think it's a good idea. I think it saves the bullpen. I think it gives you these two pitchers. I mean, the obvious nature of it, 2 pitchers who can't get out of the 5th inning can now be kind of put together. You have enough starting pitching to do it thanks to the young kids who've come up. It makes a lot of sense, and the first time we saw it, it worked out. And right now, the Mets get a lot of breathing room with that win, because after feeling like it was the Reds and the Giants, over the last week and a half, they're both 3 games back in the loss column. So you've got the Reds, who are now 3 games back, have lost 3 out of 4 to the A's and St. Louis Cardinals. You got the Giants 3 games back, which you have the Mets have the tiebreaker, so it's really 4 games with 11 to play. You feel pretty good because, one, neither of those teams are very good, and 2, 3 and 4 games are tough to make up with only 11. And right now you're looking at the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are 1.5 games back, 2 in the loss column, as the real threat here. But they're playing another game against the Giants. They're playing the Dodgers. They're playing, I believe, the Phillies too. Like, it's a tough schedule for the Arizona Diamondbacks going the rest of the way. And what felt like you were this close to falling out of the playoffs, this close to having this thing spiral to a point that we couldn't even fathom. Today you wake up off of 2 consecutive wins with 2-game leads in the loss column against the Diamondbacks, 3 games against the 2 teams you were worried about, feeling a hell of a lot better. Feeling a hell of a lot better about your offense, who scored, what, considering the 3-run home run at the end of the game, you had 3 and 7, 10 runs in 3 innings. Lindor getting hot again. Good win for the New York Mets. A much-needed win for the New York Mets. And now you're looking to take another of these next 2, one of these next 2 against San Diego, and then take care of business against the lousy Washington Nationals, and hopefully you won't need much more after that. And then we get to the Yankees and their game against the Minnesota Twins, where they jump out to a 10-run lead. Actually, well, it was a 10-1 lead, should I say, a 9-run lead. Almost squander it. Cam Schlittler loses control, walking too many people, gives up 5 runs, four runs, can't get out of the 5th in a game that he was up 10-1, which is a major problem. And as they're trying to decide who their 3rd starter is going to be for this wild card series, not the best of times to show you can't throw strikes and you can't figure out a way to pitch with a 9-run lead and get yourself out of the fifth. Ryan Yarbrough comes in after that, doesn't do much better, gives up a 4 spot. And before you know it, David Bednar's on the mound after giving up a solo home run in a 10-9 game that you thought you had won easy over the lousy Minnesota Twins. And it was 10-1, became 10-9, but ultimately they figured it out. Anthony Volpe played well, got 2 hits. He'll probably continue to play, which I think makes sense for the Yankees because they're trying to find the best version of themselves. And for me, that includes Anthony Volpe at short being productive and Caballero being what he should be, an option off the bench to play multiple positions and a threat to pinch run and steal a base in big moments late in the game. We'll see if Anthony Volpe plays well enough down the stretch to give them that option. But right now it's in flux. The back end of the rotation for starting for the series, the wild card series, they're destined to play. And it could be against the Astros, who've jumped over the Boston Red Sox. And obviously whether or not Anthony Volpe is going to be the starting shortstop, we'll find these things out over the next 11 games. We're in a pennant race, baby. 888-808-1019. And we've spent some time on Robert Redford as well. The passing of Robert Redford yesterday at the age of 89. The iconic movie star who obviously starred in such great films as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting. And for us sports fans and us baseball fans specifically, The Natural, which is one of the great baseball movies of all time. So that's kind of what we've been talking about. All of that's on the table for the next 45 minutes. I do have a thought on the MVP, as I see Dave wants to call about Cal Raleigh. We'll get to that in a second. Maybe we'll have an MVP conversation here before we leave, too. Let's get to the calls, though. Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Z-Mac. How are you?
Good. How's everything? How are you? Right? What's going on? Yeah, everything's good. Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. No, that was a little sad when you said that thing about your dad and remembering the movies and stuff. That I told you I lost my mom, too, in a fire. So it's the same type of thing. Movies and songs and stuff like that reminded. That's yeah, terrible. No. But, no, but I would say it too when I heard about your dad and stuff. So totally.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been a long time, but there are things that pop up there, you know, and
course,
Robert Redford, for whatever reason, that day, mm-hmm. watching those movies with him, you know, kind of towards the end of his life is a fond memory in a time where I don't have many. So for whatever reason, that stands out to me. And I always, when I see Robert Redford, I think of my father. Mm-hmm. So yesterday was a bit of a sad day.
You know what movie I didn't hear anybody mention, which was actually a pretty decent, he didn't play huge role in it, was Indecent Proposal.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't mention that one. You're right. Indecent Proposal with Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore. Yeah, no, obviously, yeah. very interesting movie.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, definitely an interesting movie where he you know, he offers $1 million to sleep with Demi Moore and the struggle that goes with it and everything. And then, but yes, he was great in that too. And that's like, and that's kind of, you know, he's that iconic, good looking movie star type. Like when there are a handful of people,
and it didn't matter how old he was.
I think, and at that point, yeah, I mean, I think of him, Paul Newman, some of those old classic movie stars,
obviously
James Dean, yeah. Sean Connery, yep. you know, where yep. they just have that presence and look and feel about them. And not that there's Leonardo DiCaprio these days and everything, but like, as you know, you can kind of be a movie star and be a different, like back then, and whether it's good or bad or indifferent, it's just the way it was. You know, back then, they had, you know, Cary Grant, like you had this movie star kind of feel. And today you can kind of be a movie star and you know, Seth Rogen just won how many awards at the Emmys yesterday?
Yep.
Like, and not to knock Seth Rogen. I mean, I'm no, you know,
not the same type of actor. Yep, I agree.
I'm just not. Not he doesn't have that classic movie star presence exactly. and look. And you know, Robert Redford was the epitome of that.
Oh yeah, exactly. So two quick points. So the first one, I don't know if you heard Evan Tiki said something. It was interesting because you were just talking about the field goals. So somebody called up and Tiki actually liked the idea that, you know, the crossbar, to actually make the crossbar like 5 feet higher.
Yeah.
And you won't hit, because you won't hit a lot of those long mm-hmm. field goals then, because a lot of them come in low, you know, and just go get over the crossbar. So I thought that was pretty interesting to change it up a little bit.
I think at this point, I am kind of mm-hmm. open to some idea of making mm-hmm. these longer field goals more difficult. Because I got to be honest with you, watching the NFL the last few weeks, It feels like, if you watch the games, and I know this probably isn't mathematically accurate, but it feels like 50 to 60 yard field goals were more consistently hit than extra points. I feel like every time I turned on a game, I saw multiple chip shot extra points missed, and then everybody's nailing these 55, 60-yard field goals. The Jets get beat by a 60-yard field goal. Giants get beat by a 64-yard field goal. I see all these long field goals and the misses on chip shots. So, like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, no, so I thought that was interesting. The second, so as far as the Mets, listen, I think each game, one game at a time. Yeah, definitely Arizona has, you know, I think I looked on Tankathon before. They have the toughest schedule right now. They also play three games against San Diego. But like San the Phillies Diego, next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They also play the Phillies next week. The problem with the Phillies, by next week, they might have clinched it. Yes, they might have that second spot clinched. And then they might be playing strong, so that's the only tough part about that.
Yeah,
and then
when is that? Because could they could also be in a.
They're only a game behind
the Brewers for the top overall seed. They might have that second seed locked up over the Dodgers. You're right,
yeah.
But they probably will still be battling the Brewers for the overall first, which you want. You want home field advantage against everybody. So,
yeah. We'll see. But hopefully, listen, like I said, the only problem with, like, when they score runs like this, for some reason, that when they score a gazillion runs, then they're anemic for, like, 2-3 days. So I just hope that doesn't happen and they keep it up.
I don't know about that because they did have that stretch of scoring a bunch of runs. They went on a long, like, what was it, like 7 or 8 games where they were just scoring a ton of runs left and right and then became anemic again. So I don't know. Listen, this offense has been wildly inconsistent. I have no faith that tomorrow, or later today, rather, they're going to come out and score 8-9 runs. I have no faith in that. They have not shown to be that kind of offense. Are they capable of it? Yeah. And if Lindor is hot, then they certainly are. I still think he's the catalyst of this team. As great as Juan Soto is, if Lindor gets hot, I feel like the Mets are a different team. They feel different with Lindor playing that kind of level of baseball. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Good morning, Mr. McMonagle.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. How are you?
I got your name right. Pronounced correctly.
Or close enough.
Regarding Robert Redford, one toward the end and one toward the beginning. At the end, didn't he make a movie about a man stranded on a boat in the middle of stormy seas?
Yes. I don't remember the name of it, and I didn't see it, but I remember the coming attraction. I remember there was definitely a movie where he was on a boat or something. There's definitely...
Yeah, something went wrong. I didn't see the movie either, but I thought he might have been nominated for Best Actor for that, but I could be wrong.
I don't remember.
Toward the beginning of his career, there was a Twilight Zone episode with an old woman who would not leave her apartment and would not let anybody in because she was afraid that it would be Mr. Death. So she's faced with the dilemma when a wounded police officer knocks on her door in a puddle of blood at the bottom of the stairs, and it's Robert Redford. It's a great little Twilight Zone episode that you might want to catch.
Yeah, and you know, and I usually watch all, like, whenever, what, New Year's Day or whatever, when they have the Twilight Zone, I try and watch a lot of them. I don't ever remember seeing Robert Redford in the Twilight Zone episode. I have to check that out.
Yeah, that's great. I used to think he wasn't a good actor, that he was just a pretty face. I used to have the same opinion of Brad Pitt. But my mind has changed over the years. Just because you're a glamour guy or a glamour gal doesn't mean you can't act. And he could act. He had chops.
Oh, absolutely. No, Robert Redford definitely could act. I will say this. As much as I like Robert Redford, and I love him and Paul Newman together, I do think Paul Newman was probably the better actor in the movies. And he had the better roles, too. Like, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Sundance hardly speaks for the first half of the movie. Like, you know, so... And even in The Sting, you know, Robert Redford's more the straight-laced guy, and Paul Newman gets to be the guy pretending to be drunk and at the card game and, you know, the bad guy and the roles were probably a little bit better, but Newman was terrific. Robert Redford kind of played the straight man to him in those couple of movies that they were together, but Robert Redford was a great actor and was great in The Natural. Phil and Howell, what's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up, bro? Listen,
how are you?
Pretty good. The Robert Redford films, I can't think of the name of the movie, but he's like a fugitive on the run, basically. And he hides his, like, he becomes a college professor. He grows up. He did some criminal acts when he was younger with a woman. And I remember towards the end of the movie, he's hiding out in, like, a cabin by a lake. And the feds are after him, like, the whole movie. And they catch him or whatnot. But I think he gives some information out. And you see, towards the end of the movie, he's walking with his daughter. I guess he got free or whatever. I can't think of the name of that movie.
Yeah, I don't know it off of the description. But thanks for the call. I don't remember that one. I'm trying to think. He's obviously in a lot of movies. He lived a long life at the age of 89, was in a ton of stuff. I don't remember that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 4:28, another half hour before I got you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show on this Wednesday morning. We'll end up doing more football, obviously, Thursday and Friday. Football Friday as we get closer to week number 3. Coming off two big, important baseball games. We are coming down the stretch of the baseball season and the pennant race. And I got to tell you, again, I mentioned it earlier, but the Astros overtaking the Red Sox. Either way, my heart's going to be in my throat. That's going to be one hell of a series no matter who they play. But I do want one chance, one more chance to take down those Astros. This might be the last chance. See if they get it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dave in Brooklyn. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on? Quickly want to mention, sorry about your dad and the other caller.
Oh, well, thank
sorry
you.
Sorry about his situation. So
I didn't know that from Mike. He had never told me that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, you know, when you guys brought up the natural, oh, my God. As a baseball fan, I mean, how can you even... You know, it's nothing even to say about that. And, I also saw the Twilight Zone episode, 1962, called The Darkness or something. Yeah, but it was a great Redford episode. Mm-hmm. But I just want to quickly get into Cal Raleigh, okay? Now, you know me, biggest Judge fan in the world, right? But what this guy is doing is so beyond belief. I was looking at the stats. I said, he's been in a bit of a slump. I said, okay, he hit number 50. I think it was August 25th. And I thought, okay, 53, 54 coming into today. And, I mean, as a catcher, I was a catcher.
Yeah.
I cringe. I don't even want the position to exist anymore. I don't want to see anyone back there. I don't want to see the umpire or the catcher. And, like, it, to get up there, you know, like when people say baseball players are, like, not as tough, you know, like you could look at a guy like Volpe and go, oh, look at he's a little guy. Let me tell you something. Anybody who can play at that level and get into that box and the catcher gets the worst of it, the foul tips, we all know all this stuff. I know you know everything I'm talking about, obviously.
Yeah.
And for this guy to be doing what he's doing is so beyond belief. Now, I don't want to take anything away from Barry Bonds. I want credit to go where it's due, right? But according to Dan Zimborski, there was an ESPN article, and he created the Zips, Z-I-P-S, right? You know, and according to him, I don't know how he got this. He wrote an article called Bonds and Clemens Not as Great as They Would Have Been, something like that. And he estimated that because of his age and because of the wear and tear on the body, that Bonds should have hit 23 home runs in 2001. You know, you could read the article.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he should have, whatever. He hit 73.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he hit 73.
I don't find that all that compelling or interesting. What he should have done, based on some fictitious stat. But thank you for the call. And you're not wrong about Cal Raleigh. And, you know, as far as the MVP goes, I got to be honest. Judge is the better player. I don't think anyone disputes that, right? He's hitting 320, so he's hitting almost 80 points higher. His OPS is. Cal Raleigh has a 950 OPS, and Aaron Judge right now has a 1.127. So, I mean, you're talking about a significantly higher OPS. I saw a stat today that someone said, if you lower Cal Raleigh's OPS by 180, he's a slightly above average player. If you lower Aaron Judge's OPS by 180, he's Cal Raleigh. So, like, I get it. He leads the league in batting average. He leads the league in walks. He leads the league in on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, OPS plus, total bases, intentional walks. Like, he leads the league in war, runs scored. Like, Judge is just an absolute beast, and he is the best player having the best season. But I have to be honest. We're witnessing a catcher break Mickey Mantle's record for most home runs by a switch hitter. His team right now is leading their division. Aaron Judge is on a wild card team. If he hits 60 home runs, another 4 home runs, I don't know how you could not give the MVP to a catcher on a division-leading team, a division-winning team, if they win the division. If he hits 60 and they win the division, you're going to give the MVP to someone else when he hits 60 home runs as a catcher and he's broken the record for most home runs by a catcher, most home runs by a Seattle Mariner, most home runs by a switch hitter, breaking Mickey Mantle's longstanding record from 1961. It's not the best player award, and I don't think there's any doubt that Aaron Judge is the best player. He missed some time on the IL, and his team's a wild card team, not a division winner. And Cal Raleigh is having a historic season for that position. It's tough. It is tough. It's a lot tougher than I would have thought. Like, that's impressive. What he's doing is impressive from the catcher position, and he's won. Didn't he win the platinum glove, let alone the gold glove? So he's playing the most important defensive position. He's got 56 home runs, the most ever by a switch hitter, breaking Mickey Mantle's record. He's got a 960 OPS, and his team's going to win the division. I think there's a chance Judge still wins it. He's still the betting favorite, and ain't nobody, including myself, going to complain when Judge wins it, because he leads the world in everything. He leads the league in everything, outside of home runs and RBIs, which Kyle Raleigh leads in. He leads in home runs, he leads in RBIs, he's got 960 on base, and he's breaking all kinds of record for the catching position. And if he hits 60, I don't know how you don't give it to him. And, you know, I'm Mr. Yankee. I'm Mr. Yankee Shill. Even I think that that is a compelling case to give the guy the MVP. Now, again, he is not, I don't care how many home runs he hits, he's not Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is the far better player. But right now, Aaron Judge can barely throw. He was injured for a long time. He was injured, missed some time, hasn't played the outfield. He didn't play the outfield for a month. He was a DH for a month. While this dude's been the catcher. I don't know. I will not complain one bit. I won't complain about New York Yankee bias. I won't complain about anything if they give Kyle Raleigh the MVP. And if he hits another four, like 60, leads the league in RBIs, breaking all these records. Now it's the, you know, obviously 60, Ken Griffey never hit it. So it's the most, he's overtaken Ken Griffey Jr. He's overtaken Mickey Mantle. He's a switch hitting catcher who leads the league in home runs and RBIs, and he could hit 60, and his team's going to win the division while Judge's team is a wild card. If those things happen and it falls that way, even I will not bat an eye or send or have 1 ounce of complaining to do if they give the MVP to Kyle Raleigh. I have to admit, I will not complain 1 second if Kyle Raleigh wins the MVP. That's an incredible season. Paul in Buffalo, what's up, Paul?
Chris, when I walked down the street, the people would have looked and they would have said, there goes Roy Hobbs, the best there ever was in this game.
Yep.
You talk about a grand baseball movie, a piece of Americana, a movie that just sends you back. You talk about The Natural, filmed in Buffalo, New York, at the Rock Pile War Memorial Stadium. Many of the beautiful buildings you see are like the Lafayette Square building in Buffalo. It's a great little piece of my town. And, What a great film. And another one I want to throw at you from Redford, one of my favorite movies, one he directed, A River Runs Through It, which follows the autobiography of Norman MacLean. And if you're someone who likes to read, a great piece of American literature that really is never talked about is Norman MacLean's autobiography, from which A River Runs Through It comes out of. It's a small part of that. Norman MacLean was what we call a smoke jumper. I know you had a caller whose son was a paratrooper. I myself was a paratrooper for the United States Army. Norman MacLean jumped out of planes and fought fires in the Pacific Northwest in the 19-teens when this was all brand new. He was an extraordinary human being, and that's why Robert Redford chose to make a movie about him and his brother Paul. I would highly recommend that book to anyone, anything Norman MacLean wrote. The movie very much follows him. He did go on to teach literature at the University of Chicago, and he never actually put pen to paper to write a book until he was in his 60s, for those of us who have never actually written anything but hope to someday.
Life begins at 60.
Anytime you choose, Chris. That's Robert Redford, look at him, lived to 89 and was productive. And you know, let me mention Clint Eastwood, maybe the last great man of that era of Hollywood left with us, who was still a productive man making brilliant films into his 90s. Mm-hmm. These are extraordinary men that any of us could look up to. Just, you know, PSA for everyone, I guess. And I would say there is no debate. Kyle Raleigh is the MVP. To do what he's doing at catcher, to me, it's stunning. And to hear, you know, Judge has passed Joe D and Yogi on the Yankee home run list, and Kyle Raleigh has passed Mickey Mantle on a different home run list. Yeah, when you hear those three names go down in one season, geez, Louise.
I know.
Offense is something in baseball nowadays.
No, you're not wrong, Paul. That it is unique to have all three of those guys fall to some sort of record. But, yeah, I mean, look, again, if this were just the best player award, it judges the better player. I don't think anyone debate. He's got a really good chance to win a batting title. He leads the league in everything outside of home runs and RBIs because of the time off. He might have won the Triple Crown if he didn't get hurt. That's all possible. But I mean, Kyle Raleigh doing what he's doing from the catcher position is pretty insane. And to me, again, if it's MVP, winning the division's important to me. Winning the division's important to me in the MVP. And unfortunately for the Yankees, they're playing a wild card series. Now, again, if they fall, if he doesn't hit another home run, finishes with 56, and they don't win the division and are playing a wild card series, I might have a different feel. But as it sits today, he's got 11 games, hit a couple more home runs, and his team currently sits in the division lead. And he just broke Mickey Mantle's record, man. And he's a home run away from breaking the most home runs, having more home runs than Ken Griffey Jr., who is a baseball icon. Let's go to Spencer in East Windsor. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, Chris. The Natural, for me, is the best sports movie and the best baseball movie of all time. Yeah. One of the things that I love about The Natural is that you think you're watching a baseball movie, but it's really a film about people who are burdened by their past. That's what I get out of it. So I recommend that people watch The Natural.
Yeah, no, I think that's an actually really good description of it. That's exactly what it is. It's both. It's not a baseball movie, but it's a baseball movie. But a theme of it is without question being burdened by your past, 100%.
Yeah. It's not the award for statistical accomplishment. It's called the MVP. Mm-hmm. And I hear a lot that, a lot of the talk that, a lot of the writers, they're still going to vote for Judge because of his WAR. And I'm like you, Chris. I'm a big Judge fan. I would love to see him win a consecutive MVP. But I have to acknowledge what Cal Raleigh is doing in Seattle. It's not just that he's really productive at the plate. Seattle would not be where they are. They would not be where they are if it were not for the production of Cal Raleigh. And he's not just helping them with his bat. As a catcher, he has to navigate five starting pitchers, five personalities, and he has to navigate a bullpen of pitchers who have different personalities, different abilities. Some of them are confident. Some of them are not confident. So being a catcher is really the most significant position on the field. Sure. Also, again, a lot of the writers are talking about how Judge has the better WAR and the on-base percentage, and his home runs are comparable to Cal Raleigh. Mm-hmm. But the MVP, it's supposed to be a judgment call. It's not supposed to be an exact science. People are trying to put numbers in, and whatever
The numbers are what you base your judgment on. I mean, it's not like the numbers are irrelevant. You don't just go, this guy feels like the MVP to me. Like, you do have to have a great season. And part of the reason we're both saying that Cal has a legitimate chance at it is because of his numbers. If he was having this year and only had 45 home runs or 42 home runs, then we're not giving, like, part of it is he's having this statistical season and just broke the record for most home runs by a switch hitter.
Yes. And again, I'm not saying you ignore the stats. The stats are important. But to remember that the MVP, it's a judgment call. Even after you select an MVP, there still should be some argument and some debate as to whether or not we made the right choice. It shouldn't be an exact science just because of what the numbers say.
No, I agree with that. It shouldn't be an exact science. There are some times where it's obvious. I mean, Judge was obviously the MVP last year. He's obviously the MVP in 22. Like, it's okay for it to be obvious because of the numbers. As long as the team, I think also the idea that his team's going to, if his team wins the division, I think that's a major plus when you talk about valuable. Now, without Judge, is the Yankee team in the postseason? No, probably not. I mean, he's valuable to the Yankees, don't get me wrong. But over the last month, he's hardly played the outfield, and he doesn't have an arm when he does play it. So defensively, he takes a big-time hit. You've got the most important defensive position versus right field, and a guy who's missed a month of playing it, and when he does, we're not sure he can throw the baseball. So defensively, it's not even close. Offensively, statistic-wise, as we said, the overall player, it's probably not close. Aaron Judge is far better. But to be even in the same conversation as Aaron Judge while being a catcher is unheard of. It's unheard of. And when you break Mickey Mantle's records, like, I'm just saying, could it be Judge? And, like, would I think... Like, here's how I'll put it. I don't think either of them would be absolutely screwed if the other one won the MVP. If Judge wins the MVP, I'm not going to sit here and go Cal Raleigh was absolutely screwed because Judge was the better player and his team made the playoffs. And if Cal Raleigh wins it, I'm not going to say Judge got screwed because he's doing things we've never seen at the catcher position, and there's a chance his team won the division as opposed to a wild card. I think either guy could win, and it would be fair. And I know most Yankee fans just want to look at the numbers, kid. Like, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Cal Raleigh's not the same player. He's not. He's not as good. But this season's special. It's hard to do what he's doing right now. It's damn near impossible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Look, man, I don't like saying that Aaron Judge is the MVP. I don't like it. He's the best player on the league. He's the best player in the league. It's not close. He's the best hitter in the league. But every once in a while, you have special seasons, and I'm just telling you, he's got another 4 home runs to hit in 11 games. If Cal Raleigh hits 60 home runs from the catcher position and his team wins the division, I don't know how you don't give him the MVP. 60 and a division win versus Judge, who might not get to 50. We'll see. He might. He's got, 47, 48? So, I mean, he's got a decent chance in 11 games to get to 50. But missed time is half a player in the outfield and hasn't played the outfield at all for a month plus of the season. And the team's going to win the wild card. If Those are the two circumstances where I would say Cal Raleigh has to be the MVP. If he hits 60 and they win the division, I don't know how you don't give him the MVP. That's just how I see it. Outside of that, Judge can win it, and I'll think it's fair. If he doesn't hit another home run and they're in the wild card with the Yankees, Judge can win the MVP. But if he hits 60 and they win the division and he plays well these last couple of games, and obviously he'd have to because he just hit 3 in the last couple of days. He'd have to hit 4 more in 11 games. If he comes down the stretch and hits 7 home runs in his last 13 games and secures them the division, and he hits 60 as a switch hitting catcher, like, that's tough not to give him the MVP, man. That's tough. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Anthony. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, C-Mac, how you doing, pal?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I totally agree with you. I think Raleigh's going to have to finish strong, but I get that you put importance on winning the division, but I think the voters and the writers who vote for these things, they don't put too much stress on that. And perfect example, when they gave it to A-Rod when he was with the Texas Rangers.
I think it's a numbers game. That's a handful of situations. I agree with you. If you are far and away the best player in the league and you're on a last place team, like, he was far and away the best player. Like,
yeah,
you have no, like, Cal Raleigh is right there with him. Like, he's having an
incredible year. He is, but if you want to look at the numbers alone, then he's leading. Did you say that he was leading in two categories, and then there's what? There's like 9 or 10 other
Correct.
Categories that Judge. I think Correct. They're going to split the vote. I think
there's
it's
no
going to, yeah. I think they're totally going to split it, and it's going to be very close, and you're completely right in that neither one of them will get screwed. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, whoever wins will probably deserve it. I would just say if he hits 60 and wins the division and Judge doesn't, and he's not going to, obviously, I think it's hard not to give it to Cal Raleigh. Short of that, I have no problem giving it to Judge. And I know what's an arbitrary number of 60 because that means he's playing well down the stretch and secure because they're a game up in their division. It's not like they're 10 games up and the difference between 56 and 60 home runs is meaningless. If he's hit home runs and they play well and win these games and secure their division after, you know, being in second place for the last month or so behind the Astros, like, that's a big deal to me. And yeah, sure, if Judge had the 2022 season on a last place team, he's still going to win the MVP. He had 62 home runs. Like, he had this incredible year. He had over 300, 130 RBIs, 62 home runs. He would have won the MVP if he played for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I get it. But if it's close, I think you take those things into account. If it's even remotely close, I think you take division versus wild card into account. For me, I would. If you're the best player by a mile, it becomes a best player category, an award. I agree with that. It's the MVP, the most valuable, gets a little bit lost if there's a great player having an outrageous season, heads and shoulders above everybody. Then you give it to him no matter where he plays and where he finishes. But if it's a contested race, if it's close, and I do think it's close, he's having that kind of season. And again, he's a catcher. There, that does play a role, the position he plays. I would say I would put winning the division versus the wild card as a somewhat significant part of the equation for me. But yeah, you're right. I'm not sure how the voters see it. Maybe they don't see it that way. Maybe they see playoffs or playoffs. Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Okay, Chris. So that movie that guy was talking about, you guys couldn't remember the name of it?
Yeah.
It's called The Company You Keep.
The Company
and
You Keep.
That's the name of the movie that the guy, another guy who's running away from his past.
Yeah.
Okay. And in that movie, Sam Neill is in that movie. And the significance of that is that he's in the opening sequence of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And that is where he met Catherine Ross, who he later married. But the movie that Robert Redford was in that was, nobody is talking, it's called The Hot Rock. And it is a heist comedy. And that guy had a great sense of comedic timing. And that's a movie worth seeing. You're totally right.
I'll look into it. The Hot Rock. I've never heard of that. Dwight in Asbury Park. What's up, Dwight?
Oh, yeah. Let me talk about Robert Redford. Something else that I personally did, I know. he was up for the role of Michael Corleone in the movie The Godfather, mm-hmm. along with his other castmates, Dustin Hoffman. Even James Caan was after Reed for that role.
Yeah, James Caan, I believe, was offered the role of Michael by the studio execs. There was a TV show that just came out a couple of years ago about the making of The Godfather, and the executives wanted James Caan to be Michael Corleone, but the director of Francis Ford Coppola, he was determined on giving it to Pacino, just absolutely determined.
Yeah, Caan talked about this in an interview on a Charlie Rose show years ago.
Yeah.
Again, something that I personally did not know.
No, I mean, yeah, and Robert Redford, also the same producer who made the Godfather, the first movie he ever produced was a driving movie, a race car movie or something like that, that Robert Redford ended up getting the lead in. That was in that show as well. It was a good show. I forget the name of it now, but it was about the making of The Godfather. Let's go to William in Brooklyn. What's up, William?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the first time I saw Robert Redford, and that was around 1960. I was about 5, and he played the Angel of Death in an episode of The Twilight Zone. Played a very gentle guy who had to bring some older women to the others, an older woman to the other side, and
okay.
He was very gentle with her, and he finally actually convinces her, and he walks her out holding her hand, and it was very touching, but that was maybe was one of his cameo roles, and must have been 1960, 61 Twilight Zone at this point.
Yeah, I don't. You're like the second or third person to bring up Robert Redford in that role in the Twilight Zone, and I feel like I've seen almost every Twilight Zone. Like when I put on, I usually, it's been years probably, but when I was, I don't know, a teenager into my early 20s, like I watched the marathons over. I love the Twilight Zone. I feel like I've seen a lot of them. I don't ever remember Robert Redford in them. But, yeah, I mean, we did a lot of time on Robert Redford because, you know, people love talking movies and their favorites. People love lists, so they want to give you your favorite. But in all seriousness, he's just one of those celebrities or movie stars, whatever, that has a personal connection to me. I'll always associate him with my father. So, sad day to hear that he passed. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Fleegs on the other side. We'll be with you tomorrow, 2 a.m., for a Thursday morning show. We'll do a little bit more football than we did today. We do have two baseball games we'll react to, and we'll get closer to week number 3, Jets, Tampa Bay, Giants, and Kansas City. So that's all coming tomorrow. I'll be with you at 2 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. The warm-up show is coming up. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.